It's your man Josie Mo, a.k.a. Joe Murder. And every time I'm online, I gotta check out nappyafro.com for hip-hop reviews and more. Get at me.
Nappyafro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the illest website on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 96. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. Risenberg, sitting in with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. I'm freezing my balls off recording this Frocast for y'all motherfuckers.
Hey. What up, yeah? That's dedication, man. That's why this was going to be a quick hitter. It's a quick hitter, man. You know, it's holiday season, so we're just getting these done for y'all to keep y'all, you know, satiated. Is that the word? Is that how you say it? Satiated?
Hey, come on, sorry. We know we don't fact check. Yes, it's a word.
That works, man. Yes. You know, GQ ain't here, so GQ ain't here. B's ain't here, so the vocab is going to suck. But yeah, we're trying to hook you up a little bit for the show, for the season and things like that. So what we want to talk about today, and this is from two married Negroes.
Well, you know, is there any bullshit you would like to talk about before we get into this hot topic, the two married men topic about single life that we have no idea about.
I don't know if there's a way to ramp into it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way to ramp.
Yeah, there's no real way to ramp into that shit. We just got to go. So the topic that we got for tonight, like you said, we're gonna fix this up with a little bit of more music for y'all. So when we're done talking, you hear some music, and that'll be the show, niggas. Deal with it. Is the numbers game.
So, number game.
We're not talking about the number game that you get on Facebook, which are always cool, and you're encouraged.
Not talking about the numbers game you get on Nappy Afro by your boy Be Easy, which is cool too. No, not that number game.
Every Wednesday that comes out, correct?
Yes, it is on Wednesday. Numbers game, the longest running, continuously running. Well, now Be Easy took some months away from the site, so it's not the longest continuous running.
But we still managed. Nah, I was gonna say we still managed, but nah, I didn't really. There was a couple. There was a couple, but they were probably inaccurate because you know it's fact check. But yeah, it's the numbers game is when you're dating someone or even some of you married niggas ask this question.
Yes.
How many people have you been with?
How many bodies you got, girl? How many skeletons in your closet? How many, you know, how many ways can you ask this question, man? How many people you didn't fuck? How many people didn't, how many people you didn't did the horizontal poker with? You know what I'm saying?
You done bumped uglies with.
Yes. How many people you didn't see you naked? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, that is a question as, you know, as a man, it's two things can go wrong. You know, either you can get the real truth, or you can get a number that, you know, I just don't understand. Like, you, for one, that was a question I never really wanted to ask, but you always had to ask. Because, I mean, yes, I was young. You know what I'm saying? I mean, young people, I don't see nothing wrong with asking a girl how many bodies she got. I really don't. What's your body count, girl? Like, you know, if you know, because I just want to know. You know, what about how you feel about just asking the question, sorry?
I'm not a fan. Because it's always going to be too much. Isn't this a quick Chris Rock skit? It's always going to be too much. No matter what the number is, two. Oh, my God, two. I guess it's how you was raised. Like, it don't matter the number. It's going to be too much. So I'm not a fan of asking that question. I can't do it.
Okay. Let's take, for example, what led into this tonight. Because, you know, I mean, you know, we got one of the top podcasts on iTunes, so we can talk about what we want to talk about. So I saw this guy that was 30. Well, the girl was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
She said she had had sex with over 100 dudes. 30 years old, 100 dudes. So she had been having sex since she was 16. So you have been fucking for 14 years, and you had sex with 100 guys.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, now listen, ladies, there's nothing wrong with y'all, you know. But I don't care if this was a guy that said he had had sex with 100 girls. Since, you know, I would say you're a slut, a whore, that's a little too much. That's half of me. You know, I don't understand how, you know, you can have sex with that many people. And, you know, do you have girlfriends? I mean, you couldn't be honest with nobody because that's a lot of fucking. I mean, you know, you couldn't have a relationship with all these people. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't understand. That's a high number. And it should raise a red flag. I mean, I don't know, man. If I ask a girl, hey, she told me she had 100 100 dudes, you know, I mean, even at 30, you asking a girl that, that might be a little too late in the game, you know what I'm saying, to be asking girls how many bodies they got, but, because you assume everybody been fucking by the time they 30. Yeah. But you don't assume everybody got 100 bodies by the time of 30. Like, that's a lot. That's a lot, man.
I mean, that's way too, even, and now, like you said, even for dudes, I live, when I was in Atlanta, one of my homies down there, you know, it was four of us, we all rode together. He smashed a good 100 that summer.
God, dog!
Like, I was down there 2 years, and when they got an apartment together for at least that summer, dude, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wow.
But we openly called him a slut, and it was, like, of course, dudes don't take it derogatory. They're like, hey, whatever, you know, that's what I do.
Yes.
But yeah, 100, it's a lot of people, dog. And I don't know if somebody listened to this podcast right now, but like, number one, Saul Wright does a fact check, so he certainly wasn't 100. Number two, you're probably embellishing a bit. Unfortunately, I'm probably shooting lower.
I mean, it's possible, because it's 90. Look, it's a good 90 days in the summertime. So, oh, yeah.
And this is Atlanta, so you might as well add another 60 to that shit.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's, summer really starts in Atlanta around May, so you got from May all the way up just about September.
I think we could almost go earlier than that. We could almost consider Freak Nick and Spring Break. Just call that Atlanta summer beginning.
Okay.
Just go ahead, because that's when it starts jumping off.
Okay, from April to at least September.
You
got nice shorts weather. You know what I'm saying? So, oof.
Let me give it some more context, too. Brother was about 6'2 then.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
Art student. And he worked at Express.
Oh, man. Come on.
Yeah. So, like, everything was there. Like, it was there for the taking. And he took it often. Apparently, because 100 was easy. It was easy, dog. I mean, even now, when I try and go back and reference somebody, I just have to reference, like, the month or the time period, because there's no way I remember the names.
Good gracious.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, and that's sad. I mean, you know, oh, my God. Like, okay, for instance, this girl that I was, you know, that I was serious about, you know, when I was single, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mustered up the strength to ask her one day, like, you know, because I thought she was a good girl, you know what I'm saying? The way she portrayed herself, like, you know, she was all this and, you know, all, you know, so I'm thinking, like, okay, you know, maybe I'm maybe number, you know, four or five, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking. I'm like number four or five. So, you know, I mess around and asked her the big question, the numbers game, and she was like 16, and I was just like, whoa, like, you fucking 19, you know what I'm saying? How the fuck is you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, and I was just like, man. And I mean, my heart fell like to the ground because I really thought I had something. You know what I'm saying? But you said 16 and you only 19? Like, like.
So then
and then she hit me with it. Is that too much? I was just like, nah, that ain't too much. You know what I mean? But, oh, man. Then one day, man, this the day that I knew, like, me and her could never, ever, ever be like serious. Like, I was trying to make it work because she had a bad body, you know. So she was a nice looking girl, man. I mean, you know, it was just like, man, you know, I done got me one, you know, that's how I felt. But she was from another, you know, she was a college girl, so she wasn't from my city, you know, she was from another state, so you know. But boy, she had some baggage, you know what I'm saying? So one day we out at the gas station, some dude, he was like, oh, you know, he what's up, called her by her name, and I was just like, I said, hey, this nigga over here talking to you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
immediately.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, yo, this nigga talking to you, because then she was just like, oh, and then, you know, and then she was like, oh, there's some dude that was trying to holler. I said, nah. I seen the way he was looking at you. I said, he did more than holler at you. I said, man, look, man, that nigga didn't beat, man. Okay, we did do something. I said, oh, God. That's your man. That's your worst fear as a dude, that you got a girl that got a lot of bodies. You being out public, somebody see you. Hold hands with the girl that, oh man, you remember that night we had at the crib? She sucked all our dick, nigga. Oh, nigga, look at this nigga hold hands with her. This fuck, nigga. No. Sorry.
But now, what if the situation is different? Let's say that it's your homegirl you've known for a couple years. You've been there because, you know, you've heard the stories about these dudes. And then eventually y'all decide to do something. Is it different in that context, or is a number a number?
A number. I mean, like I said, I just can't take it to that level with you. Like, I can still smash, you know what I'm saying, and I wouldn't feel bad, but as far as, you know, us being a item, us walking around the mall holding hands, looking in the display cases, nah, we can't do that, you know what I'm saying, because I would have that fear in my mind, and y'all can call it what y'all want to, Y'all can say, well, you're insecure, King Germ. Maybe I am. But I don't want to be that guy that we pick on all the time. Like, hey, man, you remember that girl that we had in the room and da da da. Man, look at her right here. You see this simp nigga walking down the street holding hands with her. You think you got you a darn pearl, but niggas around the darn in her neighborhood, like, man, we didn't drug her all across. You know, just, man, it's not, I don't know, man. Maybe image is everything. Image is everything to me, man. So that number game is very risky. And I mean, let's say I was 30. Let's say if I was 30. Let's just say, you know, let's throw it out.
If that happened.
Hypothetically, you know right. What I'm saying? 30 years old. I'm out on the scene dating. See, at 30, you're not really supposed to ask women because, you know, I assume all women having sex. But if I just did ask a woman and she told me any number over 25, you're not the girl for me, man. I'm just 25 and I'm being fucking liberal. Y'all don't understand. I'm being fucking tree-hugging liberal right now. I'm talking about motherfucking Joe Lieberman status. You know what I'm saying? That's how fucking liberal I am right now with that number 25. You know what I'm saying? Ideally, you know what I'm saying? I want me one that's probably around 5, no more than 10. Double digits. Once you get in double digits, you know, that car got some miles on it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want the fucking Honda with 229,000 miles. You know what I'm saying? You find your Honda with like 60. They might even have some motherfucking warranty on that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
See, I don't want to hear the number. I don't know that. If I do hear the number, that's going to determine if I decide to be with her or not. Because to me, let's say it's, what if she only had sex with five people? If all five of them were at the same time, that's a hell of a lot worse than 25 individual encounters to me.
What you mean five at the same time? Like five, like a gangbang?
Yeah, that's far worse. So the number to me isn't that major.
It's all right. The number has to be major.
I don't want to hear it, but it's not going to determine. Unless we're talking about outlandish. Like you said, your homeboy said that the chick, 100 was her answer. That's outlandish.
Plus.
Yeah, that's outlandish for me. I'm not comfortable that you've gone through the steps you need to go through to be protected for 100 people.
And like, you got to multiply by 3.
Right, because, you know, as we've seen in several comedy skits, there's dicks that women don't count.
Exactly.
And in regular conversation with chicks, there are dicks that they don't count.
Yes, the guy that hit and nutted in 3 minutes, you don't count that one, but he counts because, you know, he nutted. Like, sure. And like I tell ladies all the time, y'all think y'all talking trash to us about us nutting fast. No, we don't care because the end result was us busting a nut. Whether we do it by hand, by mouth, by pussy, by ass, whatever, however you like it, as long as that nut come out, we win. So if it takes 5 minutes, if it takes 5 hours, however it comes out, we're satisfied. You can say what you want. You can feel any way you want. But, ladies, that's just how it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's my take. Now, you got to understand, Saul loves the ladies. So,
yes.
A lot of this shit is going to come from conversations I've had with women and knowing what they go through dealing with guys. In certain situations like that, the number can be misleading.
Yes.
So, like I said, I can't just say that if she's 30 and she tell me 25, I'm going to be like, nah, you can't make it. 26 ain't gonna make it. But if the story is you only had 5, but the shit was a gangbang, that's a problem. That's not gonna work for me.
Then you got post college. You got to have post college numbers. Like, well, you know, like, from what I know, the girls that I've been serious about my life, except for that one that snuck by me and had the 16, except for the one that dropped the damn the Bill Russell numbers on me. You know what I'm saying? She was a fucking vet. I was just like, God damn. Like,
shit, you with that Will Chamberlain said.
Listen, man, that shit hurt my life. I mean, that shit hurt. Like, it's one thing knowing a girl got bodies, but when you just, she fooled you, and then, oh, God, and then it was too late, like, you was already vested a little bit, you was like, oh, my God. And so, you know, but, you know, things worked out the way they did. But, yeah, generally, you know, five or less is my goal. Like, you know, but now, with this sex craze society, I feel it ain't going to be no real good girls no more, man, because everybody gonna have body counts, man. This shit gonna be ridiculous now, man. I feel sorry for like my son. Like, he gonna marry a freak. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna happen. You know, it's gonna happen.
But the only difference between a porn star and the chick that you dating is footage.
Yeah, but now with all the camera phones, now everybody porn stars. Yeah, man.
You better hope that you don't see the footage, man. That's all I can say. So when you had this conversation with the chicks, did they ask you back?
Yeah.
And were you honest?
To my best ability.
Come on, Jerry.
I mean, but no. I tried to be honest. Because, you know, like you said, sometimes you can't remember them all. You know what I'm saying? You know, me personally, nah, my body count ain't that high, man. Not at all, man. I'm probably around about, I was trying to think one day, you know, I was trying to remember all of them, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't no more than 30. It can't be. I know.
Yeah, but you're only 22.
But that ain't bad. I mean, you know. That
means you've been fucking since 16.
12.
That means 12?
Yes.
You've been fucking since 12.
Yes.
Okay, so that has to be a bigger factor than the number. You fucking...
You gotta understand that first time. Listen, I didn't bust, so I really can't count it. But
now you sounded like the ladies.
Well, no. Listen, I didn't bust. I didn't know. Okay, my first time, people, man. I don't know if I told y'all this on the procast, but this is some real live breaking news.
95 episodes, they probably heard it at some point.
Yeah, exactly, man. So you know, first time I put the condom on, you know, I just pump till I got tired, and I just stopped. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I didn't, but I just stopped. You know, I was pumping till I was tired. You know, nothing happened. And so, you know, I ain't even take the condom off or nothing. So, look. I done rode my bike home and everything. I'm telling my homeboys, like, yeah, man, I got me some today. I got me some. They was like, no, you didn't. I was like, yes, I did, man. Sure, I still got the condom on. They was like, I was like, yeah. They was like, you ain't throw that away? I was like, oh, you supposed to throw it away? They was like, yeah. I was like, oh. You know what I'm saying?
The visual of you riding the bike home, thinking that it was sweet, and you said, yo, it is hilarious.
Yes, man.
Oh, so, shit.
So, cause the first actual nut I bust, nigga, I was jacking off one time, man. You know, I was sitting there. You know, I was just like, man, I want to see what this does, man. I'm talking about, I ain't had no lotion. I ain't know what you're supposed to do. So I'm sitting there just stroking the meat, no homo. Right now. So, you know, I pause all of the people. So I can't keep saying it because it'll ruin the story. So, you know, I'm sitting there gunning it. You know what I'm saying? No look, no lubrication, no nothing. Just straight friction, hand. You know, I'm sitting there looking at the magazine. I just kept pumping. All of a sudden, man, I just felt like lightning shoot through my body, nigga. I was like, ah! I was like, oh, what was that? You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, where'd it go? You know what I'm saying? Something. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I got it over the magazine, but I didn't know it was in the magazine because I was like, where'd it go? Where'd it go? So, you know. And one day I'm sitting there looking in the magazine with my friends, nigga, the pages all stuck. My boy was like, yo, man, why these pages stuck together? I was like, shit, I don't know, man. And the dude said, man, somebody. So, you know, man. So.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, man, so, but yeah, between times, you know, I might went on a 3-year, like 12. I probably didn't get no more than about 15. So I really don't count that. So you can say 15, 16. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I am in tears right now, dog. I was straight in tears. It was fucking hilarious.
Yes, man. But yeah, so the number game is serious, I hear people. So what's your number? So, you know.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that shit, man.
Yes.
You got to be careful with that shit. I mean, shit, I know I ain't over. Am I even at 15?
Oh, I thought you were
saying 15. I got started late. No, sir.
I'm glad it'd be easy to GQ Blue here because they probably would have had some Barry Bonds, Mark McGuire numbers.
Well, you figure GQ, you know, he's a youngster, so he might be around 3 or 4.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think he's an upstanding individual.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm telling you. Them gentlemen, them be the main ones. They charm the hell. They charm draws off women.
We just heard last episode he don't play that shit. I think my little brother is only at 3 or 4. And that's counting the one he's with.
Not having premarital sex, so no sorry. He's a gentleman. They don't do that.
So then there you go, man. So
Yeah, so I think not, his number's low. Now, be easy on the other hand.
But he is a Sigma on the other hand, though, so, you know.
Oh, man, hold on. Be easy, man. What do we got to say about be easy? He's not in a fraternity.
No.
And we know he's smashing every day.
And be easy, listen, man. Be easy. Yes, he's a whore. Be easy is a whore. I don't think, and it's the thing, I don't think there's a number that that be easy would not, you know, would change, deter him at all, you know what I'm saying, at all.
No, because he has no intentions of wifing, so.
Yes, and he has no morals, you know what I'm saying, like I said, I mean, I've seen this guy in action, not literally, but I'm talking about, you know, the kind of chicks he deal with, like, I've seen him in action, like, he don't have no morals, dog, like, hey, listen, hey, ladies, any lady out there, if you got two eyes, a nose, set of lips, look, all your limbs, it's optional, having all your limbs,
this is,
you
know, true.
You have a chance to be easy, ladies. So, ladies, listen. Send all pictures to @nappyafro@gmail.com, make sure you CC it to be easy. You know, whatever they call that stuff. You know, call to attention. Be easy, and ladies, listen. Be easy. He's single. He's looking. Hey, get at him. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
What he's looking for is the thing that you need to be concerned with.
Yes, and ladies, listen. Exactly. Listen. You don't have to cook. You don't, being able to cook is not. Yeah, you don't have to know how to cook. You just have to have, like I said, at least four limbs, at least two, you know, one arm and one leg. I think, you know, that's all he might need. You know what I'm saying?
That's about it.
Yeah.
You might want to be disease-free. You might not.
Yeah. They make stuff like that these days. You might, but you're going to have internet connection at your house. I'm going to have to let you know that now. You got to have Wi-Fi or access to Wi-Fi. So if you live near Starbucks, you know, so that's, you know, yeah.
You're still in play. You have to be okay with sleeping on an air mattress. Mm. You have to be okay with folding chairs as furniture.
Mm.
Other than that, that's pretty much it. I think, you know, kids is okay. Baby daddies is okay. Boyfriends and husbands is probably okay. Wait, I think he said he don't mess with wives.
Yeah.
I think he did. So he has some morals. Maybe some moral. Maybe just no mess.
Well, I'm just going to say, I tell you something off when we're not recording to refute what you just said. It's all right. So, you know.
Do we want to speculate on the rest of the staff? I mean, there's only like.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's why I think that'll be fun. Something we can do. Like H2O, I really think he got low numbers. H2O probably around about one. I think he's around one.
I don't know. He's a smart dude. Like, he's going to his post. He's like in his graduate work, right?
He might be getting his master's of anything. No, he's still an undergrad at least.
I thought he was past undergrad already.
Oh, shit. Hey, so he got to be at least 20, 21. So, you know, he probably right around.
Same age, man. He might be around one or two.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, because he's really about his schoolwork. So he probably got time for them girls, man.
Him and GQ are both upstanding individuals. I think that numbers are low.
Architect, he a partier. He went to UNLV. Obviously, architect's probably around like 40. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, that might be. Well, yeah, UNLV.
Yes, yes. Architect, he go. You know, he go to all these festivals and stuff. Architect's probably around 40.
But he's in Sin City, so there's at least a couple after a study session. That
architect probably wake up in the frat house in the morning. Chicks, you know, like four or five chicks in the bed with him. He don't know what's going on, man.
Yeah, he's probably doubled his age.
And Dub. Dub, he's too angry, so I'm gonna go around about seven with Dub, man.
I don't know, man, he's military.
Well, them niggas do pay. They do pay for most of their pussy.
Dub
probably owed about 17 now. Yeah, since you say military, yeah, them boys pay for pussy, man. So yeah, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Germ, that's not. No, man. No, he's world traveled. They go
exactly, and he paid for it all across in all different currencies. You know what I'm saying? Listen, Doug probably has paid for pussy with at least, I'm saying his number game for paying for pussy in currencies is probably about five. I know he didn't probably spend some yen, some euro, some rubles.
Oh my God. Damn.
Yes.
This nigga said some rubles. Shit. We got Peabody. The pause. Why did he get quiet?
Hey, listen. That's my dog, Peabody. Hey, Peabody, I don't know, man. He light skin. He got muscles and he box. He an athlete. So I'm gonna go Peabody. 60. I'm gonna go at least about 63.
Yeah, that sounds like 60. He boxes light skin with muscles. That sounds like 60.
Yes, I'm gonna go at least 60. And then you know he come from a pedigree of you know I know some of his people and you know I know how they get down. So if he anything like you know people he can to. Is he got to be at least around 60. So Peabody, I'm going with 60 for Peabody.
I would have to say so. What about Negro Domus? Oh, Short T. He's an admitted alcoholic.
No, you talking? No, Negro Domus is not Short T. Negro Domus is I'm Rick.
That's James. Right. I'm thinking of Rick James, bitch. Yeah.
Rick James. He go to East Carolina, which is a party school. Rick James. I'm probably gonna say on the north side about about 13. He's probably
13. I'll put him higher than that.
He started though, man. I remember he was real emo, man. He been down with the site for a long time, man. So I think he just started, man. So you
but
know,
he drinks like every night.
Yeah, but you know, them college boys, man. I think he ain't around a lot of white dudes too. So they probably doing our little jackass humor and shit. So they probably just drinking. Ain't no chicks around.
I'd be right.
He probably hang with a lot of dudes, man.
Yeah.
Short T, on the other hand, Short T, like, he's a lover, because he probably be finessing, talking all sweet to them hoes on the phone. And listen, his women not hoes. You know, they female, so I'm sorry, Short T. I'm not talking about your women. I'm just, you know. So he probably be on the phone with the female loving. So Short T probably, I don't know, he probably an amorous guy. So I'm going to go Short T, I'm going to go at least 22.
I have to agree with you on Short T. All the emails we get, all the correspondence we have with the dude is on point. It's probably somewhere in the 20s. And we just gonna keep going. We gonna go with people that's not staff. Thekka Jones, at least 700.
Yeah, he a rapper. Yeah. Thekka Jones, listen, man. Thekka Jones has probably at least had sex with 100 of his followers on Twitter.
Today.
All the women, at least.
Today. At least today, 150. Like, Thekka Jones gotta be out there killing it. Kill him. You know what I'm saying? Who else we got that's down with the site? Of course, we're not going to talk about the ladies. That would be inappropriate.
Yes, that would be slut shaming. y'all slut.
I was going to say that. That might not be the right one to use. Yes. Who else we got that's down with the site?
DJ LP. I think he's a virgin.
Whoa. Yes. Now, wait a minute. What makes you think he's a virgin?
Just because it's his old swag, man. You know, like, I just think he's a virgin. Play too many video games, you know.
I don't know, man. That's kind of cold, man. We don't have too many other people that's really down.
VG, listen. Man. VG, he go to UGA. Listen, now, I hung out. Me and VG hung out now. Me and him just live in the same city. Yes, that's me and went to J. Cole concert together, man. We went seeing J. Cole that night. That was me and BG. Speaking of J. Cole, I'm thinking of doing a giveaway. I got a signed copy of the Freshman XXL magazine signed by J. Cole that I got that night. But I might want to give away, so all right. I don't know, man.
Just give it directly to Tracy, man. We're done with contests. These people don't care. Just give it directly to Tracy, man. I don't even know that she cares.
She might not like J. Cole, man. I want to get somebody that likes J. Cole, man.
Who likes J. Cole? Dub likes J. Cole?
Dub's a dude, man. I mean, you know.
Well, you got it. I mean, so.
I got it to give away. I just want to give it away. You know what I'm saying? But I might keep it, though, man. I don't know, man.
We'll see, man. Y'all listen to this episode. Y'all want it? Comment. It's real simple.
Yeah.
You ain't doing shit else. We forgot about one. Cornell the Great.
Oh, man, he went to FAMU. Cornell's tall, light-skinned. Cornell, like, 6'4", 6'5", so.
Really?
Cornell tall as fuck.
Yeah, so he got to be around 700, too.
Yes, he do numbers, man. Because when I seen him, man, I was like, man, I know that dude. That's Cornell. Like, and it was so funny, I walked up. And I was like, hey, man, you're Cornell the Great, man. I follow you on Twitter. He was just like, okay. And I was like, that shit was so funny. He was like, He was like, who are you again? I was like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't let him know who I was then. Finally, I was like, man, it's King Jern. You know, he's always going on, man. Yeah, so he's conservative. Yeah, he's tall as fuck, man.
So, wait, you were saying VG.
VG, VG does numbers, man. He does numbers. And he look like Rajon Rondo. Look just like Rajon Rondo.
Damn, so he hit the 700 club, too?
Yes, easily. Call him Pat motherfucking Robinson.
I think most of the ladies, I think most of these guys are single. I think.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. And you just go ahead and leave your comment, leave your numbers. I'm just saying, if y'all tired of dealing with, you know, whatever you're dealing with, there's some numbers for you. You got Be Easy, you got Cornell, you got VG, we got Thekka Jones. I'm just saying, get your game up. Dub, I think Dub is single now. Military man, so you know you're always going to have a job, or at least always going to have money. That's how that balances out.
Yes.
So there you go, man.
I thought Dub was trying to get a Tracy Mado, man, but you know.
I don't understand what happens. It seems like the Nappy Afro staff fumbles with Tracy May.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. I mean, Be Easy was the first one out the gate, and that failed horribly.
Yeah.
And then Dub mentioned a couple times.
Yeah. I think Be Easy shot himself in the foot, man. I mean, you can't just go out there and say, hey, I want to be with you, and then put on the forecast, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship. I hate women. Women, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
It's not a good look, man.
Yeah, it's not, man.
It's not a good look. So then, let's say you ask the question, would you wife up a virgin?
Most time you test drive cars before you buy them.
Oh,
so man. you know what I'm saying? I would wife up, you know what I'm saying? Because then that way you can, you know, mold it. That you can mold that one how you want it if you get my drift, people. You know what I'm saying?
In your younger single days, had you been with a virgin?
I think I did, because to this day, one asked me a question doing that number. I'm gonna shut up. I think I did.
Yeah, streets is watching, man. Be careful.
Yes, yes.
Be careful.
Damn. Niggas don't learn.
Yeah, you can usually find out by the reaction to regular.
Yes, because they ask questions afterwards, like, "Oh, did you?" I'm like, "What? Girl, what you mean? Like, I've never had nobody ask me this question." And then one day they get mad at you and say, "I regret that day because you took something." Yeah, I really think I did at least one.
That's cold blooded game right there, man. I don't know what would be your preference though. Like if Jerm was single, let's say for whatever reason Jerm was single tomorrow.
Yes. Okay.
And you got your options. You got experience over here on the right. You got the rookie, like virgin rookie on the left, and standing right in front of you is somebody around that 12 mark.
I'm taking the 22 to 27 year old 12 mark. So, you know, somewhere around there. You know what I'm saying? With at least, you know what I'm saying, you can't have no more than one kid. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, you can't have more than one. You know what I'm saying? For us to be serious, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah. Boy, it'd be rough out here, man. I'm sorry, man. I don't even want to think about them going back single, man. I couldn't even.
Don't go down that path, bro.
I don't think about it. But see, that's the thing, man. That's like a deep, dark road, man. You know what I'm saying?
So then, if you got
single guys, y'all really got it bad, dude. Like, y'all out there like some motherfucking, y'all playing survival. In real life, like, y'all, you know, you got to find a woman to lay down with and have somebody do love. You know, you got to really be independent. But I couldn't imagine having to, you know, I said, y'all niggas probably walk around with blackheads on y'all back and shit, man, all ingrown hairs and shit. I couldn't imagine having to do all that shit to myself. You know what I'm saying? Having to pluck my own ingrown hairs out and get blackheads off my back and, man, fuck all that, man. Nobody pedicure on my feet and shit, man. Come on, man. Nah, man. I feel sorry for you single guys, man. I feel sorry for y'all, man. Y'all eat Hot Pockets and eating them fucking Flanders burgers that box of 20 for $5. That's all y'all niggas eating.
I see you about to bleed over to the episode we're going to do next week about the food, but
I'm just saying, but the single guys, y'all, you know, y'all, just, oh, man, I feel sorry for you guys, man. I send you my condolences, man.
But from what I've read in the Twitter streets, women ain't cooking these days. Like, they're pan searing hot dogs and box macaroni cheese for the dudes. There's pictures out there, man.
She must got a fat old ass if they letting that shit go down. That's all I'm gonna say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas don't be choosing on that food game no more. It's rough.
And that's how hard it is. You willing to accept that as food these days? Like, come on, man. Girl, back in the day, we used to go to a girl house. She had to fucking cook. I don't care if you cook me an old spicy ass steak. That you didn't, you know, you didn't spice the hell out of. I can't taste nothing but motherfucking Lowry's. You know what I'm saying? And some old box mashed potatoes and a can of green beans. But that, hey, that was acceptable. You know what I'm saying? These days now, like you said, pan searing hot dogs. And I see the laziest shit. Motherfuckers throwing cheese on. She's like, what the fuck? Like, you just can't throw cheese on every goddamn thing. That shit is disgusting, man.
Yeah, it's
it'll be the slice of American cheese. It don't be like no shredded cheese. It'd be a slice of American cheese.
It's not even well melted. It's just like they just put the shit on there while the food was warm.
So yeah, so single guys, man. I feel like I said, I feel sorry for y'all. I wouldn't trade. I know how they say some married men want to be single. No, I do not want to be single, nigga. I got it good on this side right here. Yes, I have to, you know, I got to eat vanilla ice cream, you know what I'm saying? You know, but y'all can go to the store and say, oh, I want strawberry. I want Neapolitan. I want Rocky Road. Yes, you can do that. But, nigga, it's consistent. Y'all niggas, you got to worry about diseases. Oh, my, I feel sorry. Listen, man, so, hey, girls with high numbers, you know what I'm saying? Girls with, listen, man, niggas with high numbers, like, this is for all the single folks. Listen, man, I feel sorry for y'all. I wouldn't want it. It's fucked up.
And that's the thing, though, is that the women don't want to be single, from what I've seen. From the women that I know, my friends, are not looking to stay single. And the fellas are like, fuck it, I got it made. But at the same time, they out there in them streets.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't appeal to me. I'm with you on that. It doesn't appeal to me just being out there and constantly having to date, constantly having to have the same conversations. And for a dude, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. It's no bueno. No bueno.
Yes, exactly.
I can't rock with that. But now, if you said that you would take the 22-year-old, the 26-year-old with the 22 bodies, or Pinky.
Come on, listen, man. Like I always say, me and Pinky, I would have to quarantine her for about a year. You know what I'm saying? You know, I have to quarantine her. She get nothing. Ain't nothing. You know, I wouldn't kiss her or nothing, you know, for a whole year. I have to quarantine her for a whole year before anything went down. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you do it.
Yeah, but. Yeah,
she's got over 300 bodies on tape.
Yeah, but I mean, that's different, though. You know, that's different.
Nigga, why is it different?
Because it'd probably be some fantasy in that. And, you know, then, hey, look, probably 2-3 weeks in a relationship, I'm like, this ain't really what it's cracked out to be, man. Like, I don't know about this. You know what I'm saying? So I probably have, you know, second doubt. So who knows, man?
So wait a minute. You would even try and do a relationship?
Yes.
No, man.
Yes.
I'm about to get the entire first half hour of this show.
No. Just because it's her, though. You know what I'm saying? If you're, you know, in regular, you know, Norma Jane on streets, fuck no, you're not getting it. Nah.
So in this case, the footage helps you want.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's just like, come on, man. Every dude always had a, you know, a chance to date that, you know, like I said, the girl, the popular girl in school, you know, it's your chance. You get, oh, you know, then you see, like, you finally get to go with her, mess with her. You like, man, this bitch ain't shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but you know, in this case, based on what we're talking about, we talking about the body count. She's got Hall of Fame numbers.
Exactly, but it's because it's her. That's the only thing that'll get her through the door. That's like, it's the only thing because it's her.
So then I gotta say the next part, and this, you know, the whole show has been sponsored by Pause. Yes. That means that you would have to follow up Slayer.
Man, listen. I would know going in. Like I would, you know, I would know. Like, look, man, I'm not. You're a professional. I'm an amateur. So just know you're getting amateur dick. You know what I'm saying? So you know, tell me what you like. You know, do whatever tricks you got to. You know, hey, if I got to go pull out the Lex Steel strap on and you know finish it off.
Hold on, man.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's ridiculous.
So you're telling me? Listen, it's all right. Listen, man.
This nigga said, if I got to pull out the strap on.
Yes,
the dude having on the strap on is hilarious.
Hey man, I would do what I had to do, man.
What were you about to ask me? That's hilarious.
Oh, like I just said, so you wouldn't do that for a girl? Like, hey, she was just like, hey man, like you know, some girls like let's say, for instance, you were just like, man, I want to see. Okay, let's just say if I had this freak, let's just say if this is the word if people
hypothetical.
If I had some freaky fantasy, I wanted to see like my main girl get you know beat up. You know, by something else, you know, since, you know, just, you know, I want to see her fuck somebody else, but not mentally, you know, physically see her, you know, because it can't be nobody else now. Can't be no other dicks in the room, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I go spend the $60 on the Lexington Steel, you know what I'm saying, anatomically correct, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking strap on, and, you know, do what I got to do, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's going to look weird, yeah, you know, but hey, I'll do it, you know, just to. Hey, man, I don't know, man. Everybody want their dick to be bigger. I can't say I'm not bigger. You know, hey.
So, but it's weird because, like, just taking that to the fitness game, The women bodybuilders get fake boobs. Some of them get fake ass. You know what I'm saying? They do that enhancement stuff. Dudes, from what I know, don't get their junk enhanced. Dudes not out there getting dicked. But they got on, you know, 1 inch of single ply rayon fabric on the stage doing that shit. I don't know, man. That's a lot of vulnerability. You know, you're working out like that. Some of you are taking juice, which is going to make shit shrink. And then you're on stage and they're not getting it enhanced. Like,
Is there a procedure out for that? So, all right. I mean,
niggas out there getting their shit cut off and the whole thing.
Listen, man, we got titty implants, ass implants, calf implants. I ain't seen not one advertisement for dick implants, man.
But they got those vacuum things that the old people be using.
What's them shits don't work, man. You know what I mean? Them on the boat, man. straight up. No Austin bullshit.
Austin Powers.
No, but listen, I done bought a couple of them, man. Them shits do not fucking work, dog. I was just like, I don't see a difference. Like, you know, it is painful. Like, so it's just like, come on. I didn't try it all. I mean, for me to be a young nigga, I didn't try Viagra, Cialis. I didn't try all the little gas station Viagra pills. I didn't try the dick pumps. I'm down to try anything to make the experience better. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, hey, I like to see you get off just as much. You know, hey.
True, ain't nothing wrong with that shit.
Not going to fuck around with your ass. So, you know, it's out of the question. So stop it. You know, ladies, don't think that's going to happen. You know, but I'm, that's just how it is.
Wow. That's hilarious. I mean, that's a lot of dedication, but this is only for wifey type shit.
Yeah, this is for your main girl. And this, like I said, man, this is for your main girl. You got to go out for your main.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Quit going all mad for a nigga that ain't going all mad for you. And what I mean by all mad for you, I'm talking about making you his, like, you know, pro. You know, I ain't just talking about saying he doing, oh, yeah, he doing. No. I'm talking about don't give him all the good pussy if he ain't giving you all the good commitment. So, you know, that's all.
Can we please make this a shirt? Why don't we have a She Play on All Madden shirt?
Yes.
In the store.
We can do it.
That's going to happen. By the time you hear this episode, it should be up. It's holiday season, so I ain't making no promises. But that would be a great holiday gift for all you Fro Nation people is buy the Nappy Afro shirt. You know, it's store nappyafro.com, I'm just saying. But there will be a She Plays on All Madden shirt.
Can it be a He Play so we don't have a, you know,
wait, I don't know. Should it just say Don't Fuck on All Madden?
Or I mean, some people might want to. Like, I play all mad.
Might have to have a couple variations of this shit.
Yes, I play on all mad.
Damn. That's, I don't know, man. So, if outside of Pinky, we always pick on Pinky because I think it's hilarious. Who would be somebody that's fair game that you would go, like, if you could get your mulligan, if the wife said, okay, you got free reign for three chicks, who are your three?
Whew. Woo! Cat Washington. Let's see, who else?
Hey, that one he just put up the other day, though. What's her name?
Yes. Her too. See, that's why I like them two. Them freshest two on my mind right there. So them two. And I'm going to have to go Oprah Winfrey. I'm going to have to go for it.
Over Malaya?
Kind of question is that? Yes!
I thought Malaya would have cracked the top three.
I mean, but over Oprah? Nah.
Okay, so maybe not over Oprah.
Because I might could turn that into something else, you know what I'm saying, down the road. Like, I own my own apartment complex now? Thanks. Yes, you know that. So, you know, because Oprah, all she needs is one good night of passion, man. Oprah, hey, listen, whoever break them walls down, they're going to get the keys to the motherfucking everything.
You saying that you think that Oprah's not fucking?
I know she ain't, man.
What? Based on what?
Based on her not being married. And that's the thing. Like,
what does she have to get married for? She got all the money in the world. And she wants to.
Listen. And that's my point. Some nigga listen, the most deadbeat ass nigga will marry Oprah. I don't give a fuck.
Right, that's why she's not married. But that don't mean she ain't fucking.
She ain't getting piped, dog. Because if anybody piping Oprah, they giving her that extended love, like, she gonna want, man, come on, man, stop
it. They're trying. You gotta say that everybody, Oprah is up there, so everybody's coming.
But look,
lame. Look, cash department.
And listen, she still is a woman, and she still need her knees met. If you got to tingle that motherfucking spine, nigga, for that one, nigga, you got to be like, hey, you got to pull all your tricks out, all of it. You know what I'm saying? Get that one. So that's what I'm saying. She can't be getting piped.
What's Stedman doing then?
Stedman, he ain't piping her because he ain't shit. Listen, he been around too long. You know what I'm saying? Too long. Like, Stedman got to be gay. He's a cook. He got to be gay. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, man. So you can't be a male chef and be piping?
Not living in the house with Oprah for 30 years, damn near. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
I don't know, man. That sounds like there's more reason
for it. Look. Come on. You got your own part of the house. You only live in the same house you live in. So something ain't right about that, man.
But like, she's keeping him. Why would she keep him?
Because that's her BFF. You know what I'm saying? He probably be like, girl, let me tell you. Come on, man. Him, Gail, and Oprah probably sit around and watch Scandal and fucking jogging pants and say pink on the ass. And paint toenails. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do on Thursday nights.
This is breaking news.
Oprah probably do it on Wednesday. She probably got advanced ABC. They send her Scandal before everybody. She see that shit on Wednesday.
This is true. She probably does see that shit might be even on Tuesday. You know,
she got the whole season on Netflix. She got a special Netflix. Like, oh, she got all the Scandal, like all the episodes of every TV show.
And she probably just sit up there stocking, because I'm sure that after next year some shit, she gonna have it on her show. Because, you know, they already put it on BET.
Yep.
So I'm sure it'll be on OWN or whatever.
Worst thing to happen to black women.
A Scandal?
Olivia Pope, yes.
Do we have to have Kerry Washington slander again?
It's not no Kerry Washington slander. It's Olivia Pope slander. It's not Kerry. I like Kerry Washington as an actor, actress, or you say actor. Yeah. But I just don't like Olivia Pope, the whole Olivia Pope thing, because... It's not if there would have been a white woman fucking a black president, like, or, you know, whatever, a black president, whatever. I just don't, you know, I don't know. The whole message it sends, but I mean, it's a good show, but, you know, I just don't like how, you know, they make you feel emotions for the woman that's breaking up somebody's marriage, but not as like license. It's not on her to, you know, to keep the marriage happy. You know, he chooses to mess with the side chick. But it's just, I don't know.
I think that the way that they did that shit was kind of crafty, because she's not really the side chick. Like, she's included in the marriage because the wife knows about her. Yeah, and the wife is like, hey, just keep it rolling. Just do your job and I do my job. Like, it's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, still, like, it's weird. You're still married technically on paper. And it's, I don't know.
My three, Kerry Washington would have to be in there. So now Lacey would have to be in there.
Mm.
And then I guess I gotta balance it out. I feel like we've done this before, but it's 95 previous episodes, so I'm sure we have. I guess if I gotta grab one from the porn industry, it would have to be Italian Blue or Complete Style.
That's that motherfucking name we couldn't think of the other day.
Yeah, Capri, dog.
No.
The Pre.
Before the HGH or after?
I think before the HGH, man.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it's the whole fake or authentic. I don't know what it is. I think the films were better before the HGH. I think she actually went out like she was working because she had to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, for real, you got to put this to work. That'll probably be my one. I know that Be Easy would take all of them.
Yeah, Be Easy, like, it doesn't Michelle matter.
Tucker, Italian, Capri Styles, Pink.
Be Easy. This one he did probably say Jada Fire. He'd say her.
Damn,
who was the other one? He said Roxy Reynolds. That was another one. And then somebody else. He said Be Easy likes the all man. He likes girls to play all man. You know,
Skin Diamond definitely. I heard him and GQ talk about Skin Diamond before.
I think he even hit Belladonna. That's how I think. That's how freaky Be Easy is. Like,
think the slander has gone on far too much this episode. We've destroyed Be Easy. Actually, we may have helped Be Easy.
Yes.
Be Easy inbox might be popping. I mean, he got the groupies.
Yes. He's the only one that didn't hit something off the site just off, you know, like, whoa, fans.
Wait a minute. What?
You know when Be Easy told us he was fucking fans? You remember that shit.
I didn't know he said he went the extra mile. I thought
he went eight. No, yeah, this nigga fuck fans, man. I don't know, you know, if they were breaking news right then, but yeah, he said on the forecast one time, you know, yes, yes.
This is the reason y'all need to check the episodes, man.
Yes,
this is
the easy fuck fans, y'all.
So. This is 96 episodes deep. Now we almost
at 100.
We almost at 100. We should make sure that that's the last episode. That'll be when we close the site.
Site's not closing, people.
It's not closing. We decided no, fuck that. All right.
Man, listen, man. Be easy, talk that shit, man. But like I told him, man, you can still have a life, and we're in the same. We don't have to post shit every motherfucking day, 6, 5, 7 hours. Or don't post shit when you feel like it, man. Fuck it. That's why we're going to do the site from now on, man. I mean, shit, man. So, site ain't going nowhere, man. I mean, you know, I've been secretly working on that. There ain't no secret no more. But, you know, BZ ain't going nowhere, man. We're gonna allow BZ. We're going to allow him to have a life, still post shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I'm sure that the people know. I mean, the site slowed down dramatically.
Yes, but that's just, you know, that's because life slowed down. You know what I'm saying? You know, people, you know, y'all don't take us seriously. Y'all gonna miss us when we gone. So we might pull a motherfucker, what's it do, Art Modell, and just disappear one night.
We're gonna go over to 2 Dope Boys.
Yeah.
It'll be, all of a sudden, it'll be like 8 Dope Boys.
Exactly.
A whole new URL and a whole get off, man. The next episode that we do, episode 97, we're gonna serve up something special for y'all. I didn't even plan on doing that. Pun intended, we're going to serve up something special for y'all for Thanksgiving, for the two of y'all that listen to us on Thanksgiving. This is episode 96. Do you have any winners or losers this week, bro?
Winners this week, I'm going to go with the ladies with less than 100 bodies on them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have a chance to get married. You know what I'm saying?
that's terrible.
Yeah,
that shouldn't even be a requirement.
Yes, I mean, I don't know, man. But, you know, like I said, that's just, like I said, if you ask the number, you have to decide what you're going to do with that number, what you get. And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, God bless you. God bless you.
Yeah. don't, fellas, don't ask that question. All you young cats, don't ask that question. Because it's not going to matter. The answer is always going to be the wrong one. Because even if she says, let's say that she says it's a number like 2. Yeah. The next question is going to be, are they on your Facebook? Or do you still talk to them?
Or is their name tatted on your body anywhere? You know,
that's a killer. Yeah. That's a killer.
Could you still stay with a girl who got somebody, another dude name tatted on them?
I probably. I mean, depending on what the situation is, I got my wife's name tatted on me.
I'm talking about, okay, so would you date, like, let's say, for instance, you know, you were single and some girl you was dating had her ex name tattooed, like, on their ass cheek or something. And you know what I'm saying? Like, on her ass, it said Larry. Your name ain't Larry. You know what I'm saying? How would you feel about that?
I mean, we'd have to discuss all that shit. I don't...
You serious with it now? You serious? Like, okay.
Right. You got to remember, though, I'm an artist, dog, so I look at shit really weird sometimes. But
okay, yeah. Okay.
People go through things in their life, and that's just part of her life that was there. I mean, it's not like Larry's still hitting it, so I'm not concerned with his ass or her name. You know what I'm saying? If she wants to cover that up for me, then that's cool. But I don't think that would be a deterrent.
I got you, man.
Now, I'm a weird motherfucker, man.
You're a tree-hugging hippie, man.
You know what it is? I'm a hippie motherfucker. Yeah. I guess, man.
You probably got a compost pile in the back of your house. You shop at Earth Fair.
All my clothes are made out of leaves.
Yes.
Everything smells like patchouli and Nag Champa. every outfit has at least 12 colors in it.
You only shop local, I understand.
Only shop local is got to come on.
You got raw milk in the refrigerator, milk straight from the cow. No,
what's fucked up is that I really do have raw milk. That's the fucked up point. Is I really do. Now, I don't drink milk. That's for the other half of the house. But yeah, there really is raw milk in the refrigerator. There really is meat from the farm in the refrigerator. That's the fucked up part. So yeah, maybe I am a hippie. Sawright is a hippie on this episode.
Sawright is progressive. You're progressive.
winners and losers this week for me. Based on this conversation, hey man, if your numbers are manageable, you're a winner. If you don't have STD, you're a winner. If you haven't had to go to the clinic to get, you know, that tetracycline martini, you're a super winner. I've never had to go. I've never had anything.
Have you ever went and got checked?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say.
I had somebody with questionable. That number was, once I found out about the number, I said, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go. So, yeah, I haven't had to deal with any of that shit, man. So,
hey, another reason people do not jack off with soap, because that soap scum will get in your urethra or whatever the line is where your pee come out of, and that shit will burn like hell. And then you'll go to the clinic thinking you got gonorrhea, and you just find out it's soap scum. So, people, don't use soap. If you use soap, you're doing it wrong, kids. Just go, just spend $2-3, get you some lube, you know, Vaseline if you have to, but not lotion, because you know, the friction drives the, you know, you really, just like I said, just use lube, people. Stop using all this, all of your mama lotion and the conditioner and soap and all, man. Stop. Hey, hand sanitizer, whatever you get.
Oh!
You know, hey, look, you know, boy, whatever they get their hands on, you know what I'm saying? You
know. Hand sanitizer. Some of y'all walk around here right now with the Bath and Body Works drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Stop using
that smell like cucumber melon and shit. You know.
gotta stop using that. Stop using the you're gonna, for Christmas, you're gonna get a cologne set. Stop using the Curve Body Lotion. This shit is not.
All your mama good cocoa butter gone.
It's not the move. Fellas, I'm gonna tell y'all this now because I know that a lot of these listeners are young. The cologne on the crotch area. It's not a good look.
Put it right above the crotch area, okay? Not on your crotch, all right? Because you don't, no girl want to suck your dick and it tastes like motherfucking joke, all right?
that shit's going to burn. It's alcohol.
Yes.
Don't do that, fellas. Don't do that. Did it really take 96 episodes for us to give jack-off tips on the forecast?
I guess, man. People needed it, man. People weren't doing it right out here.
This, man, you know what? We ain't shit. Yeah. Man, shit, man. It sounds like a good place to wrap up, man. No pun intended. For this episode of the Frocast on nappyafro.com, I'm your man Saul Wright, a.k.a. Reisenberg, sitting in with King Germ. Props to the entire staff and crew. Next week, we'll be back with one more episode for the holidays. Happy Thanksgiving, you motherfuckers. And we'll holler at y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.
Cool.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.